An arrest after 29 years, the first ever in the case. She disappeared late on a November night in 1995 from the Kildare village of Moon. Are we now closer to answering the question, what happened to Jojo Dollard? Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, what's the latest on this arrest?
Well, Gardaí, Mary, are this morning recommencing a search operation on open ground at Ballyhook Grange Conn in County Wicklow. That's land near the Wicklow-Kildare border. They say this area of land will be searched and subject to excavation, technical and forensic examinations over the coming days. The search, they say, will take a number of days. It started yesterday. It's been carried out by the Kildare Divisional Search Team. The Garda Technical Bureau are also there, local divisional scenes of crime unit. It also says it has the support of other state expertise, if required, including there's a forensic archaeologist on site, and they also searched two private homes yesterday as part of the investigation into the murder of Jojo Dollard. They have, however, not brought in the Garda dog unit yet, or specialist cadaver dogs, or they haven't engaged the services of a forensic anthropologist, which indicates that they haven't come to the stage where they believe they may have found indications of a body or human remains, but that is still open to them. That specialist expertise is still open to them to bring in at any stage. And this morning, the 55-year-old man arrested yesterday remains in Garda custody.
Was there, Paul, a game changer here? Are we any clearer on knowing why the renewed focus in recent times?
Well, I think, first of all, the game changer came 4 years ago when the investigation, the missing persons investigation, was upgraded to a murder inquiry, because that gives the Gardaí more powers, access to more legislation, and the ability to carry out arrests like they did yesterday. It wouldn't have been possible previously to arrest somebody on suspicion of murder, but clearly this individual has been a person of interest for some time to the investigation team. He was spoken to a number of times over the years. Gardaí believe he may have been in contact with Jojo Dollard on the night she went missing. He was detained initially for 6 hours. That period was extended by a chief superintendent for another 12 hours last night. But it is clear that the murder team have developed not just new lines of inquiry, but also new evidence, because to make an arrest on suspicion of murder, the Gardaí need to have gathered significant new evidence to reach a threshold for arrest, detention and questioning on suspicion of murder. Today, however, he must either be charged or released pending a file to the DPP. We simply can't say what will happen, but in many of these cases, what does tend to happen is that the investigation continues. Whatever evidence they gather during the interview stage has to be referenced, cross-checked, and has to be developed as well. So in one possibility, and probably a strong possibility, is that this individual will be released without charge pending a file to the EPP. But we really qualify that. We simply don't know until the Gardaí tell us.
And no indication yet how long more this search will go on, or if it will be extended to other areas.
No, they say a couple of days, and then, of course, whether or not it's extended depends on what they find, what evidential material they gather at the scene. I mean, they're bringing in heavy machinery, which takes time to bring in and out. And obviously then it's a huge cordon area along the border that they have sealed off, and they have guarded checkpoints at each of the entry points to keep people away from these areas as they're carrying out the search.
All right, Paul. I want to turn to another separate story. This decision by Gerry Hutch to return to Dublin to, he says, run as a candidate in the general election in the Dublin Central constituency. Is there any clear indication yet that he will run, that he will lodge papers?
Well, he said he will. He hasn't registered as a candidate yet. He may do so today. It'll be interesting to see how widely he makes himself available to the media in particular, and comes out in public to discuss his reasons for standing, his policies, his ethics, his beliefs, values, and his links with organised crime, and the characteristics that he believes make him a fit person to be a member of Dáil Éireann and a representative of the people in Dublin Central. Gerry Hutch is 61 years of age. He has been connected to serious and organised crime all his life. He paid over £2 million to the Criminal Assets Bureau in 2000. That was payment for money that he accepted he earned from the proceeds of crime, although he subsequently said that this was a tax issue at the time. He said at the time also he had left crime behind him, but it's clear from Garda evidence in the High Court and the recent judgment in the case in the Special Criminal Court that that's not the case. And also recently there have been developments in Spain, and it was from Spain that he was flying home. He was flying home from Lanzarote yesterday morning when a number of reporters doorstep him and asked him about his stated intention to run for Dáil Éireann.
What is the level of risk on his own life now? And I'm thinking of that in terms of whether, in fact, he'd be able to mount a canvass.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's a, I mean, look, the feud, the murderous feud between the Hutch organised crime group and the Kinahan organised crime group is continuing. And he has been found to be the head of the Hutch organised crime group. And there's no doubt that he would be a target for the Kinahan organised crime group. You know, both gangs are involved in the feud, and so far 18 lives have been lost, mostly on the Hutch side. Now, he was charged and found not guilty of the murder of David Byrne, the Kinahan gang member shot dead at the Regency Hotel in February 2016. I mean, that was the murder that escalated the ongoing feud that cost Gerard Hutch's brother and a number of his nephews their lives, and has led to the ongoing threat, which is still in existence today. However, you have to say that that threat has been somewhat mitigated by the numerous successes that the Gardaí have had against the organised crime groups, the numerous people who have been charged, the lives that have been saved, the hits that have been intercepted, and the people who are currently in jail serving long sentences. But the judgment in that case was damning of Gerard Hutch. I mean, Ms Justice Tara Byrne said his prosecution for the murder of David Byrne on the basis of the evidence from Jonathan Dowdle was warranted. Ms Justice Tara Byrne said that Hutch was, quote, the figurehead and the patriarchal figure of the Hutch organised crime group, and that he was in control of and in possession of the three AK-47s used in the murder of David Byrne at the Regency, at least on the 7th of March 2017, when he was driving north to get the dissident Republicans in the north to intervene and mediate in the feud with the Kinahan organised crime group. Now, his conversation with Jonathan Dowdle that day was recorded by the Gardaí. They had him under surveillance, and they bugged the car. And Hutch was offering these guns to the IRA as a gift, but he wasn't charged with firearms offences. However, Ms Justice Tara Byrne is very clear in that judgment. She said the reality is that Gerard Hutch is viewed as the head of the Hutch family by Jonathan Dowdle, but the audio didn't establish his actual presence or participation in the murder at the Regency. But the judge said it was a reasonable possibility that nothing was carried out by the Hutch organised crime group without his say-so. Now, if Gerard Hutch decides to register himself as a candidate and stand for election, there's no doubt that all these questions will be put to him.
And he has, as you say, Paul, until Saturday to register that intention. Paul Reynolds, thank you very much.